Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. Well, at the American Peanut and Education Society's annual meeting, I had the opportunity to catch up with Oklahoma Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur to talk a little bit about the drought situation and also the flooding situation that we had in the panhandle in Oklahoma.
You know, we were certainly, prior to the rainfall that we got just a couple of days ago, starting to get some kind of flash drought here in the state. So we know that didn't catch everybody, but we got some really good moisture 3 or 4 days ago, which helps, that improves everybody's mood a lot. But then simultaneously talking about that severe weather that we did have in the panhandle, how can we all work together to plan a little bit better? Because when that much comes down at one time, it is not useful, and there's not a great way to capture that. Or so I think we're having lots of discussions as we see kind of these changes over time of how much rain we're getting. How can we utilize that water better? Are there ways to reuse that water? I know Guyman's having really good discussions about that. So
generally across the state, Arthur said that she believes producers are pretty optimistic after the recent rains.
Across the state, I think producers are in a pretty good humor because of the rain that we just got, and we're headed into the middle of July, which can be really hot in Oklahoma. So that helped pastures out quite a bit and filled up. I know a lot of folks have some ponds full that have not been full in a long time. So a pretty optimistic crowd, and we'll hope that Mother Nature is kind to us as we march through the rest of July.
Arthur said she's also comforted to know that the Drought Commission meeting can come together on short notice.
But I think the great thing about the legislature directing those funds to the Drought Commission is now we have the ability that when we get into those D2, D3, D4 drought situations, that the commission can come together and say, what is the need that exists? How can we best approach that need? And so I think we'll be watching the weather.
To hear my complete conversation with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Ron Hayes covering the summer business meeting in San Diego. Let's check in with him for the latest. Ron?
Summer cattle industry business meeting here in San Diego, were powered by Farm Data Services of Stillwater, had the opportunity to catch up with Don Close from Terrain, and we asked him about rebuilding the U.S. mama cow herd. Overall, we're not starting yet, but some folks are at least thinking about it. And he says, if you are...
At this juncture, we're still strongly advocating that if a producer is looking to expand, we would buy the cows over the heifers. And the sole reason that we're saying that is reflections back on that 14-15 market, and we just overpaid for a lot of those replacement heifers that were never profitable. The other big difference there is in buying that cow at these kind of first costs, you're going to have a return on investment from year one.
Don Close, I'm Ron Hayes.
You've got farm news. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.